Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on Fire is a digital network covering breaking news, sports, and entertainment. Check out our daily programs, articles, and all types of exclusive urban content right now at radioonfire.com.
Radioonfire.com, yours truly, Diamond K. Thank you for joining me. As always, you can hear the episodes of our shows live or on demand at radioonfire.com. We have a lot of shows, different things going on each and every day, live shows, on-demand episodes, a blog, all types of things. So definitely I encourage you, check us out on all social media, Twitter. We are at The Radio on Fire, Instagram, and Facebook. We are Radio on Fire. And, of course, I'm Diamond K at The Diamond K Show. Now, today I want to talk about pro wrestling heels, bad guys, the people that you boo. From my first exposure to pro wrestling, the most exciting part about pro wrestling, aside from the athletic exhibitions and the outlandish characters, I've been a fan of the heels, the people that you boo. These are the people that got me excited about pro wrestling, and today I'm going to run down my list. This is Diamond K's list of the top 10 pro wrestling heels in history. Now, this was not an easy thing to do. Very difficult to narrow it down to just 10 people. Now, of course, your list may be different than mine, and that's cool. Let me know whether you agree or disagree by commenting on this program or adding me on Twitter at The Diamond K Show. So I'm going to start with number 10. Now, this person who was an announcer and a babyface announcer, a fan favorite announcer, starting out in the AWA, making his big impact in the former WCW, that's Eric Bischoff. Now, pro wrestling fans will be very familiar with Eric Bischoff. As I said, he was a ring announcer, a play-by-play guy. I would say he was decent. He looked like a Ken doll, as Scott Hall said many times. But Eric Bischoff, when the time came for him to turn the switch and become a bit of an evil boss in WCW, we're talking about in the mid to late 90s, he had a lot of power behind the scenes as well. And Eric Bischoff had the type of heel heat that was natural. I think that a big part of what he did was just be himself. And when WCW was hot, Eric Bischoff had a lot to do with it. Now, he also had a lot to do with the demise of WCW. But I want to talk about the things that he did right. Initially, when he joined the NWO, I was not a big fan of it. After a while, he's challenging Vince McMahon and a lot of other things. And when the time came, when he was Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff, he was on. So he makes my list at number 10. Now, number 9, and let me say this. Number 9, before I get into it, in order to be a really good wrestling heel, I think that you need to have the ability to be a babyface. You need to have the ability to be a fan favorite, or at least know how to tap into it. And number 9 on my list of top 10 pro wrestling heels is Sergeant Slaughter. Now, Sergeant Slaughter, of course, the G.I. Joe, all-American person who in the early 90s had a heel turn where he became an Iraqi sympathizer, which would be the ultimate thing for someone who was so pro-American to do. And this got the kind of reaction that pro wrestling promoters dreamed of. The people were very angry with Sergeant Slaughter. And in order for this to be a successful heel run, you need to have the people boo you. And nobody was cheering Sergeant Slaughter, so much that they felt in danger at certain types of arenas, at his house, at his home, when he wasn't even wrestling, when he was off. They needed to have armed security for him. It was that real. And that in itself means that he was doing good work. So Sergeant Slaughter makes my list. Coming in at number 8, the legendary Jerry the King Lawler. This guy could do anything. He could portray any character that's necessary. He was a great fan favorite, a great heel in a very long run, a promoter. He was writing and booking. Jerry the King Lawler understands every aspect of pro wrestling, and he knows how to be an effective heel. I think that even now, at the stage in the career that he is, he's behind the microphone, but I think that he has the ability to still be a heel. He knows how to capture every emotion from the fans, and his heel work has been tremendous. Now, coming in next on this list, number 7, Triple H. Now, Triple H, this is an interesting story. Triple H has been a lifelong pro wrestling fan, as most of the people on this list, I would gather. And Triple H has gotten better. Even after he stopped being a full-time competitor in the ring, he has improved his promo ability. And in order to be an effective pro wrestling heel, your communication level has to be on 10. And Triple H has just raised the bar with his promos. So he is on that list. And along with Stephanie, the two of these, we got to say performers, the two of these performers have just been masterful with their work. Now, sometimes they can kind of wear out their welcome, but I think that that is also a part of being a heel and being an effective heel. The thing that bothers me about, you know, pro wrestling villains is when the fans start cheering for the villain. That means that you're not being effective. That's why people like Kevin Nash are not on this list. And Stone Cold is not on this list. And The Rock is not on this top 10 list, because I don't think that they were top tier level heels. I think that they were top tier level baby faces, as with Austin. The Rock was an effective heel, but not for long. And because the things that he was saying were so clever, it translated and made him cool when it was very difficult to really classify him as a heel, even though he was going for that. But we digress for a moment. Now, next on this list, number 6, the manager, Jim Cornette. The mouthpiece of Jim Cornette for many teams, including the Midnight Express, one of my all-time favorite tag teams, and the original Midnight Express. This Jim Cornette is a pro wrestling mind, and he knows how to get the fans riled up and how to, you know, just execute the psychology needed to get a villain over that could not necessarily speak that well. Jim Cornette, very high on the list, a wrestling historian and a performer and a lifelong wrestling fan who knows how to generate emotions from the fan. Now, number 5, another pro wrestling mouthpiece, Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman presently cutting some of the best promos I have ever heard in pro wrestling. He knows how to hit the buttons. He knows what to say. And it's not like he doesn't come off like some of the wrestlers who are fishing for words when they talk or they're trying to remember points. Paul Heyman is truly a natural. And Brock Lesnar would not be as successful as he is in the pro wrestling ring if it was not for some of the great mic work that Paul Heyman has done. As you go back and take a look at some of the footage of Paul Heyman when he was Paulie Dangerously from ECW or WCW time, when he used to carry the cell phone and had the ponytail. Paul Heyman's been around for a long time, and he's doing classic work that is going to be looked back at years from now and studied by people that are trying to break into the pro wrestling business. Next on my list, number four, one of the all-time greatest baby faces also comes in at number four on this heel list, and that is the legendary Hulk Hogan. Now, his heel turn was one of the most iconic things that I'd have ever seen. It was one of the most memorable things that I had ever seen. I remember this day so clearly, July 7th, 1996. This time, Hulk Hogan was making headlines for joining Scott Hall and Kevin Nash and invading WCW and starting the New World Order. It was an amazing thing. I'd seen people throw garbage in the ring before, but they littered the ring with debris as Hulk Hogan talked to Mean Gene about why he turned his back on the fans, so to speak. After being a fan favorite for so long, it was shocking to see. Now, his popularity had been declining, and this was kind of a last-ditch effort. And it was either going to be Hogan or Sting. They were unsure how it was going to go, but Hogan was the one who made the turn. And the thing about it is that Hogan had been a villain before, and you know, you'd seen him do that early in his career, but that was in the early 80s, and this was so many years after, you know, eat your vitamins, say your prayers, and to see him have fun the way he did and cut some of the heel promos that he ended up cutting, spray painting the WCW title, spray painting some kind of funky beard on his face, and just spray painting the backs of opponents, yellow streak down Macho Man's back. He did so many things to incite the fans, and he was masterful at it, and I could tell that he was enjoying himself, and he did it very well. Hulk Hogan at number four on Diamond K's list of the top 10 greatest wrestling heels, bad guys of all times. Now, before we get into the top three on this list, I want to take a moment to let you know that RadioOnFire.com has advertising available. Find out more information about that. Advertising packages start as low as $50, and we are reaching over 150,000 listeners and viewers per month. Visit RadioOnFire.com for more details. Now, with that being said, let's get into this top three. Number three, Rowdy Roddy Piper, one of the all-time greats, the bagpipes, the skirt, the quick wit, Rowdy Roddy Piper in the 80s, just an all-time pro wrestling heel, very iconic, very quick on his feet. Now, he was not the best wrestler, but it wasn't necessary for him to be. He was a competent and capable wrestler. And as I've said many times before, he was also a very, very, very good pro wrestling babyface. In order to fully understand the psychology to be a heel, you have to understand the psychology of being a babyface. In order to make people boo you, you have to know what makes them cheer. And Roddy Piper definitely knew this. Very historic matches with Hulk Hogan and many others. The Piper's Pit, I think, the interview segment that he did, the Piper's Pit, showcased some of his talking ability. And when he had a microphone and he was able to talk, he could rile up the crowd. Most people remember the famous segment he did with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, where he hit him with a coconut. There was many things that the Piper was involved in that were controversial and over the top. I remember an angle that he had with Bad News Brown, the African American pro wrestler, and he painted part of his body black. It was very controversial. Many things the Piper did, though, to incite anger from people. Number two. Now, number two is a person who I definitely had a chance to meet on more than one occasion. I have listed him in other lists as the greatest wrestler of all times, but he is number two on the pro wrestling heel list that RadioOnFire.com has put together, and that is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Nature Boy Ric Flair, what else can be said about him that has not already been said? Ric Flair, definitely a beloved figure, but he has done some dastardly deeds over his career. I remember when one of the most, I'm going to say shocking, and I was young at the time when it happened, but it was a different sort of heel turn that Ric Flair did. He was kind of a tweener, and he was the NWA champion, and he retained the title in a victory over Nikita Koloff inside a steel cage. This was back in 85. And Koloff's people, laid the beat down on Ric Flair after the match, and, they had this build-up between Flair and the Koloffs and the Russians, and it seemed like Flair was on his way to turning face because he was definitely booed. The Russians were definitely booed, and it was kind of like Flair is a villain, but he's our villain, and it was a tremendous thing. But anyway, the beatdown comes, and Dusty Rhodes makes the save on his arch enemy. The crowd is going crazy. They're cheering. They're happy. Dusty comes out to help Ric Flair, who he had been in so many battles with. But they were united. They were Americans, and they were going against the Russians. And Dusty Rhodes came and said, "I'm not going to let them do this to my fellow American." And he makes the save on behalf. But rather than accept his gesture, Flair allowed Ole and Arn Anderson to jump Dusty right after that, and they proceeded to break Dusty's ankle inside of the locked steel cage. If Flair was on the fence before that day, he ended it as one of the top heels once again. It was just things like this, him rubbing Ricky Morton's face into the concrete. There were so many different things that Ric Flair did. The Horsemen, it's just an amazing thing. Ric Flair cut some of the best pro wrestling promos I had ever seen. Now, Flair was someone who was cheered by a certain segment of the fans, but Flair was a bad guy. There was no doubt about it. In his heyday as a heel, he was hated and booed. He was cocky. He was arrogant. He's a great wrestler. And, some of the things that he's done to help get people over, he put over Ron Garvin, who I just did not think deserved the NWA title. He put over Sting. He put over Kerry Von Erich. He had an amazing match with Terry Funk, one of my favorites of all times. Amazing matches with Vader and Hogan and Sting, and just the list goes on and on. But Ric Flair down as number two on this list. So number one, I don't know if you know who is number one, but some very notable mentions, as I said, the aforementioned Terry Funk definitely goes down. Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff definitely goes down. Bret the Hitman Hart, I thought, did a tremendous job. These are people that were in my 15, just outside of the top 10 list. But number one on this list, Mr. Vince McMahon. Mr. McMahon, I think that he always had this wrestling character of Mr. McMahon inside him. And while his father was alive, he did not actively compete in the ring. And he played the role of an announcer, a babyface announcer, for many, many years. But when his back was against the wall, as frequently is said by about cats or lions or dogs, someone with their back against the wall is the most dangerous of them all. And when Vince McMahon's back was against the wall, he unleashed the character of Mr. McMahon as the perfect nemesis to Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was tremendous. They did tremendous business. They lit a fire and a fuse. The Attitude Era sparked off, and Vince McMahon was hated, and he was excellent, spawning many imitators to the heel authority figure, including Eric Bischoff and many others, imitating Vince McMahon. But there is no one better than the originator, Vince McMahon. When he got in the ring, it was brutal to watch, but he was effective. His physique was effective. And behind the microphone, for so many years, as I said, he had been a babyface announcer, but you knew that he was a gym rat. You knew this. And when he finally had a match with Austin and all of the things that followed with the corporation and all of the different things that he did, fighting Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker and Triple H and, as I said, Austin and many others, it was a hell of a run. Vince McMahon goes down in my book as the number one pro wrestling heel of all times. Now, as I said, pro wrestling heels, it's about the crowd booing you. If you're a pro wrestling heel and the crowd is cheering you, you're not doing your job. Now, let me know your thoughts on Instagram and Twitter at The Diamond K Show. As always, Radio on Fire. Check back with us. I'll be back next week for another edition of Pro Wrestling Radio. And as always, I thank you for listening. Thank you for your support of RadioOnFire.com. I will see you guys next time.